patient name Mindy Sandcliff, MINDIANTCLIFF, date of birth 1/12/1970, date of procedure January 8, 2024, physician performing Bob Mohan, MD, referring doctor Ose, J-O-S-E, Oriana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A, indication dysphagia, colorectal cancer screening, procedure performed, disaphagic gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy, incomplete. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, regression, as well as a possibility of missing a lesion, symbols of the patient. The patient is brought in the suite, placed in the fragile position, set as pressure service, a lubricated columbus with a gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced the admission to third pressure duodenum, catheter made of the total number of second third pressure duodenum, stomach G junction esophagus. A retro plus V was obtained of the cardia, air was suctioned from the stomach before the fluoroscope. This concluded the upper endoscopy exam. The patient was then turned around to pursue the colonoscopy exam and digital examinations were performed where lubricated columbus with a colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in that region to the transverse colon. Further advancement was not possible due to significant looping secondary to tortuous colon accompanied by patient being symptomatic with abdomen pain. Despite withdrawal of the scope, reinsertion, and multiple manual pressures, the maximum extent reached was the transverse colon. The colonoscopy procedure was therefore aborted. Patient recovered well post-procedure without any complications. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 38 centimeters, LA, grade C, esophagitis noted, stomach gastropathy noted throughout the stomach with gastritis characterized by linear erythema noted in the antrum. Biopsies were taken from antrum and body separately for histological assessment. Duodenum normal, biopsies taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam, tortuous colon, technically difficult study, maximal extent reached transverse colon. Procedure incomplete. Impression, LA grade C esophagitis, gastropathy, gastritis, tortuous colon. Plan, recommend PPI 40 mg daily, at least for 3 months, GERD precautions, avoid NSAIDs, repeat upper endoscopy in 12 weeks to check healing of esophagitis, recommend repeat colonoscopy at a later date with a different physician or CT colonography after discussion with the patient for colorectal cancer screening. End of dictation.